Second-year captain now, the North Dakota men's hockey team, Mark Senden. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning.
So I read somewhere, the guy over here might have written it, actually, that you are the first player to wear a letter three straight years at North Dakota, which I got to think that at some point that's going to hit you because, this is a program that's got quite the history. I'm sure you were aware of that when you decided to play for them. That might have been part of the draw to play for them. And now that's a pretty significant first. What's that mean to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, when I saw that article a while ago, it was kind of a shock to me. You know, obviously, like you said, the history that North Dakota has, it's tremendous with all the players and amazing leaders they've had in the past that they haven't had somebody wear it for 3 years. But, you know, it's a tremendous honor. Just grateful to have the opportunity to play for them for another year. And, yeah, just tremendously honored with that.
When the opportunity for a fifth year, the COVID thing happened and you all found out you'd get that extra year, was that an easy decision for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you said, the history and culture that UND has, there's nothing like that anywhere else. And just coming back to such a great fan base and, you know, city also, and just the guys in the locker room also make it a lot easier. You know, this year we have a lot of guys returning, and, you know, I got to know everyone last year. We had 14 new guys last year. A lot of guys stayed. We only have, I think it's 7 now new guys this year. So it was really an easy decision, and it's a tremendous place to play.
The guy right before you, Tanner Latteroots, his team's got 12 newcomers this year. He had 14 last year, and I know some of those were transfers, but some were freshmen. What was that room like and your job as a captain is to really do a lot to bring that group together. What was that job like last year with so many new faces?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of new faces, but like you said, some of them were transfers, so they've been around the college hockey world for a little while. And everyone kind of knew what they needed to do to come together. But again, it kind of starts in the summer with us. We get up in North Dakota and we train a little bit in the summer together, and that way we can get to know each other off the ice a little bit better. And, you know, it's not just me. We have a tremendous leadership group, Ethan Frisch, Gavin Hain, and a few other guys, Reese Gaber, you know, Judd Caulfield, you know, everyone. It was a group effort to bring everyone together. And it really just came down to, you know, getting together off the ice, bonding off the ice. And then ultimately, you know, when we came into the locker room, we were close off the ice, so it translated into the locker room. And then, you know, again, that leadership group helping everyone understand the systems and everything else they needed to know on the ice.
I know that it ended in a disappointing way. How crazy was that game in Albany with Notre Dame in the first round? I mean, I'd never seen a review like that one at the end of regulation when Notre Dame thought that they'd won the game.
Yeah, no, it was pretty crazy. You know, emotions were kind of all over the place. Obviously, like you said, the review has taken a while. But Carl Gehring kind of talked to the guy, one of our guys that was looking at the video, and, you know, he said he was pretty confident that it was going to be a no goal. So KG was all telling us, you know, just like, take a deep breath, like, we're good, be ready to go, you know, it's coming and all that. So, you know, he kind of was trying to keep our emotions stable, and then ultimately, obviously, it didn't end the way we wanted. So, you know, it's just kind of a roller coaster of emotion.
You mentioned the fan base. We see it in Duluth every time you guys are in Duluth. We see it down here when we have the Frozen Face-Off. And I sat amongst a bunch of North Dakota fans, actually, for that semifinal game you played against Western Michigan last year. Just, I wanted to take it in. The atmosphere is incredible in that building. But what's that like when obviously you're going to see it at home. We all see it at home in our buildings. But when you skate out in Nashville and there's all these green jerseys all over the place, when you skate out in somebody else's building and all you see basically is green, what does that feel like as a player?
You know, it's amazing. The way our fan base travels, I mean, there's, you know, I'd like to say no other team that has a fan base like that. You know, it's really amazing. And when you see that in the stands, it makes you, you know, have that extra kind of push to perform a little bit better for them. Obviously, you know, they're taking time out of their weekend and they're making a travel, whether that's to Omaha, Duluth, or, you know, Miami, or even Denver. You know, we get a really good crowd in Denver and CC, and, you know, it just makes you want to obviously perform your best for them, knowing they're coming out and supporting you.
What's the best road crowd you've seen in your 4 years? What building do you think it's happened in?
I'd honestly, for a road crowd, obviously Duluth, you know, they come out really well, but I'd say Denver, you know, they really travel well there. We have a lot of fans in Denver, and you know, it's always fun to see them come out and fill a section with green, and it's pretty awesome.
Talking to North Dakota captain Mark Senden, this group you've got this year, you have more experience. You mentioned Gavin Hain. Tell me about Gavin Hain a little bit, kid out of Grand Rapids that a lot of people around our area still follow.
Yeah, he's a great guy. You know, he's a funny guy. You know, he's always hardworking, straight shooter. He's a great guy to have in the locker room, but even better on the ice. You know, he's pushing everyone. You know, he doesn't let anything slip. You know, he holds everyone accountable. And, you know, he's just a tremendous guy all around and tremendous player.
No matter who you cheer for, you don't like to see guys get injured. What, you know, what's it like to see him back healthy after all the frustration from last year for him?
Oh, it's great. You know, I was his roommate last year and, you know, kind of seeing him go through the recovery process of his injury and now seeing him back at it. You know, it's really good to see and it's exciting. And I'm really happy for the guy. And he's been working his butt off all summer, so I'm really excited for the season.
How was your summer? Did you get to anything cool?
I don't know. Nothing that stands out too crazy. You know, just kind of went to the lake cabin, went down to my dad's place down in Arizona, and, yeah, just kind of tried to relax, obviously, while working out and stuff. So, yeah.
How's the skates been with the team so far?
Oh, it's been great. It's you know, it's really good to get back on the ice as a team and having the coaches out there for a little bit every single week and finally kind of getting everything going again. So it's really exciting.
Is there a point where it kind of hits you that we're getting started, this is exciting, because we're just a few days away now?
Yeah. I mean, I said, you know, probably hit me when the coaches started coming out on the ice and we all, you know, started doing the drills again and working on the system. So, you know, it's a really exciting feeling, and I can't wait for the year to start.
Third year wearing a letter, does it feel like you and Brad Berry are sharing a brain at this point?
Yeah, I'd say so. You know, you mentions it a couple times in the meetings. You know, if any of the new guys have anything to ask me or Gavin, since we've been around a while. So, you know, it's good.
That's very good. North Dakota's captain is Mark Senden as the Fighting Hawks get their season underway. Appreciate the time. Best of luck this season. We'll see you out there in January.
All right, thank you.